With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A 7-2 Supreme Court ruling pauses Trump administration deportations of illegal aliens suspected of gang involvement. That order is coming under fire from some legal scholars. Constitutional attorney Mark Weaver tells the Salem Radio Network the high court ran roughshod over its own rules.
This was not well done by the Supreme Court. Remember, the Supreme Court is the court of last resort. It's supposed to only step in after the lower courts have fully made it clear what's happening. That's in the rules. That's in previous rulings by Chief Justice Roberts, that you have to establish your record.
And that's part of the objection raised by dissenting Justices Alito and Thomas. Harvard suing the Trump administration for withholding $2 billion in aid, citing the school's alleged refusal to enact changes aimed at combating anti-Semitism. Also at SRNNews.com, at the Vatican, the first steps underway to choose a successor to the late Pope Francis. Steeped in centuries of church tradition, the BBC's Sarah Rainford says it's a carefully choreographed process.
We've seen the papal apartments officially sealed with wax. We are now expecting on Wednesday the Pope's body will be moved in a procession from his apartments to St. Peter's Basilica, where his coffin will be placed there, ready for people, heads of state, and then eventually for ordinary people to be able to come and say goodbye.
The Pope's funeral will take place on Saturday at 4 a.m. Eastern. Also at SRNNews.com, to avoid higher tariffs, Swiss pharmaceutical giant Roche says it will invest $50 billion in the U.S. in the coming 5 years. New manufacturing that Roche says will create some 12,000 jobs. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 319 points. This is SRN News. Belief in the afterlife is on the rise.
Most religious Americans agree that the spirit will continue on after life on this earth is over. But what's remarkable about the latest data is the number of non-religious people who agree. According to an analysis made by Professor Ryan Burge of Eastern Illinois University, 50% of people who say they are followers of no particular religion believe in some kind of an afterlife. Christian leaders say this is further proof that non-believers might be open to the gospel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT groups are praising the late Pope Francis for moving the Catholic Church away from biblical doctrine on the issue of homosexuality. When asked about a purportedly gay priest in 2013, Francis made headlines by saying, "Who am I to judge?" That comment sent shockwaves through the Catholic Church and encouraged LGBT pressure groups to try to get local parishes to bless gay weddings, among other things. This is SRN News. About a week later, and they're still talking about it in Mexico, a spectacular fireball that lit up the night sky across a vast area.
Videos of the ball of fire shooting over the country and dissolving in a burst of light over Mexico City struck awe in many and became the fuel for social media memes. Scientists were quick to note that the object rocketing across the sky about 3 a.m. Wednesday was a bolide and not a meteorite. Bolides disintegrate in the atmosphere and often can be seen over a wide area while meteorites strike the ground. Keith Peters, Washington.
Nadine Menendez, the wife of former Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey, has been convicted of charges that she teamed up with her husband to take bribes of cash, gold bars, and a luxury car. Bob Menendez, previously convicted, set to begin serving an 11-year prison term in June. More details at SRNNews.com.